You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chee.
Get a little bit of tweaky deck coming our way, and then what's on the menu this week, Campbell?
So we're making the Crescent Moon Gin and Tonic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the moon? Where's the moon at right now? I feel like it was a full moon last night.
It's like daytime, so it's probably on the other side of the world.
Look, I hate to be a jerk, but I'm pre-programmed to do this. Hello, BFM.
Hello, how are you?
G'day, mate. We're right in the middle of Cocktail Corner. Got anything to add?
Yeah, I wanted to know who sings that song, Step Off the Train, Walking Down your street again.
Somebody.
At your door.
I want to know if they're dead or not. That's what I want to know.
Anymore. It's years since you've been there. Now you've disappeared somewhere.
Yeah,
thanks, mate.
Oh, was it you?
Right, back to it.
I love sweet fade.
Thanks for that call. It was a really nice fade.
Yeah, good job, man. All right.
So what was on the menu? So say again,
Crescent Moon Gin and Tonic. So Gin Jubilee's going on. It's sponsored by East Imperial Tonics, where about 30 bars in Auckland make fancy gin and tonics.
Oh, the 100 loves gin.
Fancy gin. What the dickens?
Is that...
Oh, well, look,
fancy gin.
Like that thing there.
I feel like gin is sort of coming into its own with like colours. You can really see the botanicals now.
That
like,
one is a barrel aged gin.
That's where the colour.
Nice little.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, probably.
Oh, so you got Sacred Springs barrel aged gin.
Boy, if you haven't, it's just gin is real mint. But if you have too much gin. It's non-mint.
I think that's a motto of everything.
That's true. You
should probably write that down.
Especially true of gin.
You're very wise.
I'm like, it's the bucket hat.
Learning a whole lot.
It'll make you cry.
Yeah, it's a sad one, eh? I'm into tequila these days, but anything you guys make is delicious. So what's the vibe? It looks like you're macerating something. No, what's it called? Muddling,
yeah. So I've got about 6 little pieces of lemon. I cut a wheel. And then cut into a few pieces, and a cardamom pod. Just giving that a cheeky muddle.
Nice. Yeah. So you're doing it in a BFM mug. Is that
it's
like
not
normal?
Standard. I've kind of left one of my cups back at the bar.
Okay.
So I'm using a trendy ass BFM mug.
Yeah, no, they're good, eh?
Yeah, man. Usually for coffee, I think, but I don't know.
Not at BFM.
Don't know if they're
not for anything
or anything
at BFM, mate.
I don't think there's even any coffee here.
No rules, no boundaries.
No
BFM.
Coffee.
Okay, well, you're in with the gin now.
Yeah,
so you've got the lemon.
Yeah, we got the lemon and the cardamom all crushed up.
Did you source the lemon from the neighbour? Anything like that?
I think Alex got that one, so maybe.
Hmm? What are these things? Are they like...
Touch it. Don't touch things.
Those are fancy little teacups I got when I was over in
Turkey.
Oh, and
then do you put these on the top of the...
Mandrake.
Yeah, they're like little
put your hands
hats.
In your pockets, mate.
Little cup hats.
Put your hands right in your
cup
pockets.
Hats. Cup but hats. They go in the inside of the head.
What's this pink stuff?
The pink stuff there, that's rose liqueur. I'm just about to add some of that into the concoction.
Tell me this smells like roses.
It smells like a bit, I guess.
God damn it.
It looks a bit like one of the passion pops, the colour.
It looks like rocket, like petrol, actually.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? An off-colour meth.
Let's have a taste. Get it in there.
Spirits.
Give it to the mixologist,
mate. You will allow to have a sniff. So I'm having a goddamn sniff. Good sniff. Thank you very much.
What do you think of the scent?
I can't even remember now because you've got me so angry.
She loves me not. Drop it on in there. Two teaspoons.
A couple of little teaspoons. I'm making two.
Okay, yeah. It's quite dangerous.
It's not really. It's quite. Oh,
quite
overpowering. More
powerful
than
flavor.
Yeah.
And a really fancy tonic water as well. Is this going to go in now?
It is. You can have a sip of that because I bought like heaps of that.
I've never seen such a delicate bottle.
Everything looks like a wine today.
This is a nice. This one, though.
Oh, he's got
an
herb.
Good medicine bottle from. Maybe from the 1920s.
Is that licorice-y kind of herb you're about to put in there?
It's fennel, that's right.
Yeah, man, it's so buzzy, fennel, eh?
Pretty buzzy, eh?
Gonna release it?
For the listeners out there, if you do need some fennel, I used to live next to an empty section on Upper Queen Street.
They love
there,
empty sections, eh?
And boy, oh boy, is there a lot of fennel there.
Okay,
breaking and entering.
No, it's no fence. It's just you're walking along and then you look to your left and it's just heaps of fennel.
Oh, easy.
So,
Somebody's requesting Everything But The Girl hard out. It's costing now 60 cents. Actually, who are they with? They're with Vodafone. So, yeah, 60 cents. You know what? I'll probably do that song, mate, if you do that 3 more times. If we can get that up past $1,
What's that?
You got the song.
What are we doing? We're raising funds, yeah? Like,
well, I want to make it so much so if you bought it on iTunes. Oh, you know, same thing.
Is it? Okay.
What are you doing now? You're stirring it around with some ice.
Stirring it around with some ice.
Nice technique.
He's having to mix it in one of the classic BFM mugs.
No, I've already brought this up.
You've raised that?
Yeah.
I must have been out of the room. Apologies.
Yeah, actually. I'm going to spread that apology over just heaps of stuff.
Little strain?
That strainer fits really nice. Oh, you're only mixing it in the mug. I thought you were going to present it in the mug. I take it all back.
Nah, sorry, mate.
Ooh, yeah, those glasses are legit. Okay. From Campbell's trip to Turkey, I think. Was that a place?
That's right. I bought these out when I first got back into the country.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of a Turkish-inspired gin and tonic. Not that they drink heaps of gin and
what did you get up to when you were in Turkey?
Shopping, apparently.
Apart from...
Yeah, it's kind of like I went to sleep for a bit on the holiday.
Oh, yeah, you had a bit of a muck around.
Yeah, saw some family, which was nice.
Oh, you got family in Turkey?
Yeah.
You crazy
moved
Turkey.
Over and left me here.
Oh, no, really?
That's right,
Were you abandoned by your
holy
nuclear
hell.
Family?
That's a strong word.
A bit deep right now.
Abandoned by them.
Back to the cocktail. Back to the cocktail.
Were you caught up in one of those situations where there's like a younger brother and they all move to another country and it's fabulous?
Well, so I was
and
like,
then at, you're, at you're, camp or oh, you're here and you've got a job now, son. We'll leave you behind.
You're 18. Think for yourself.
Yeah. So that's
nothing
kind of
like
happened.
That. No. Nothing like that. One of them. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so.
Mixing it all up.
And now just a little kiss of chi on top for kicks.
Kiss of chi. Well, that sounded more like it was, actually. Yeah. And talking about piss.
So.
Just
oh, man.
Some more ice in the top there for you guys.
Texter, that last text wasn't necessarily a request. Now you're educating me about the song. Get back on track with one more text and then we'll make it happen, mate.
I see now you're pouring the delicate tonic.
Very delicate.
And very delicate amount of it as well, I notice, has gone in there.
Yeah, it's a tiny bit on
this
the tonic.
Might be quite powerful.
So when we serve these at Red Bar, I've got the tonic in the middle so people can add it if they want a bit more tonic.
Cute, actually.
I'm curious about this. I want more fennel in my life. There,
more
I said it.
I've got like a whole bunch in that bag behind me, mate.
Do you?
We can sort out a good price, maybe.
Why did I look behind me when you said that? That's weird, eh?
It's a bit weird.
It's kind of when someone tells you to get crap off your face and they go on the wrong side just about every time. Just like when you go to the FLS machine and it's always the other way around.
Always.
Oh, what are you doing now?
Going to take us to the load on top.
Don't put candy on it.
I see what they're doing.
Oh, shit.
This is a real nuggety cultural experience we're about to have.
Make sure I don't get a green Turkish delight.
No, they're all like
okay.
Mixed nut Turkish delights.
Sweet.
Like star show.
They look like good ones, actually.
Is there an order we should eat the Turkish delight first, or?
Sort of like eat it as you go. I guess have a little nibble, come back to it.
It's not really in my MO, mate, but okay.
Look at the display. Are you going to get a photo of that before we destroy it?
I might get a little photo.
Leave one of those off and leave the other one on.
Yeah.
So then you're getting quite a suggestive little product shot.
Oh, you guys
are
pros. That
way, there you go, mate.
Pros.
Probably, like, food photos are hard, but cocktail photos.
Either of you guys want to get in the photo?
Just put that cute little
thing. Yeah, I want my hand on it.
Centralize it with that cute little bottle in the middle.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe Big Henry's ruining it, actually,
but... Nah, he's got some nice hands there. Very nice hands,
I could have been a hand model if I didn't throw it all away.
I could have been one of the All Black greats if it wasn't for flat feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're nippy.
I don't have flat feet.
Hey, let's have a taste.
I'm going straight for the drink first because that's what we're here for.
You can't.
Not
I'm
messing
not,
around there.
Not letting you sweat
you
out.
You with the Turkish
are you going to save the delight for the end, I guess, right?
Oh, hell, it's punchy.
It's punchy.
You want a top up?
Big Henry got some of the fennel in his mouth.
He was
it's great.
Saying,
now I'm eating the delight.
He was just saying he.
Hey, Mandrake, think about musical genres when you're drinking this drink and see if you can put a musical genre on the drink.
Okay.
Oh, these are real Turkish delights.
Real ones.
Where'd you get them from?
New World.
Mm.
So probably not real ones, but like, close, you know.
They're fucking good though.
I'll read the back of the box and see if it says where they're from.
I'm going to have a mouthful of Turkish delight and go back.
Mmm.
Mmm. Mmm.
Bit of an experience there, isn't it?
Mmm. I'm muddling in my mouth.
Muddly.
It shut us up a bit, didn't it?
Very good Turkish delight.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't make the Turkish delight, though.
I got it from the supermarket.
No, but we're now let's see when we get back to that next sip.
Oh, it's got a nut in it, too. Yeah. How come every time I've had Turkish delight, never tasted like that?
I don't know.
I'm having the wrong Turkish delight.
You're not getting legit Turkish delight.
Mm.
Legit Turkish delight is way more delightful than that weird stuff you're thinking from the packet of roses or whatever.
Oh, I've got two more texts for everything but the girl. I think he's up to a dollar. Yeah, I think he's covered it. Sweet. We'll probably get that done, mate. As for this drink, thank you very much.
What sort of genres are you?
I'm going to call it, I'm going to say like early Velvet Underground, like definitely smack. All right, a lot of smack.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Awesome. I just really don't know. I don't know.
I'm so confused.
It's hard to taste properly because of the Turkish delight. Is that part of it? Some sort of trickery.
Just know that the Turkish delight tastes great.
Yeah. Mm. Did you eat the fennel?
No. It caught my teeth, though. Hey, thank you very much to Red Bar.
No worries.
Thank you to Chi. Mm. Thank you, Campbell. Anything going on, Red Bar, we need to mention?
Tonight, Alex is cooking some lamb. In some fancy way that goes well with the drink.
No doubt, he's a cook. Great. He's a cook.
We got Jaffy Jeff playing, Yamba playing. It's gonna be great times.
Sweet.
Right on, bro. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.